Sean Sports. Sean can get expressive when he's giving you the sports news, but for the ultimate expression of innovation and elegance, test drive the new Passat at Wangara Volkswagen.
Oh yeah, that's DeAndre Daniels just clearing his throat now that he's a Perth Wildcat. It just comes out straight away. Ow! He is ready to go. He's our prize recruit for this season, and we've got him in the house. G'day, Dre. How you going, mate?
I'm doing good, mate. How's everybody doing?
Oh, you said mate.
Oh, bless.
I'm learning.
Been here for 3 days now. So are you feeling completely at home and completely settled in?
Not really settling in a lot, but I'm getting used to it. Just the hardest thing is for me just adjusting to the time because it's a 12-hour difference where I'm from. So just trying to adjust to the time.
So did you, when you found out you were coming to Perth, did you Google Perth and try and find out some Perth things?
I Googled Perth and asked a lot of people what they know about Australia, that people that I've known have been out here, but a lot of people
what
just
did
tell
they tell
me,
you?
Tell me to stay away from the ocean. Don't.
It'll get you.
And now, where are you staying?
On the beach.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah, I probably won't get in the water. I'll just probably just stay in the sand
just
area.
Paddle.
Well, DeAndre, you were drafted by Toronto, the Raptors, this year, and it's probably a year that they want to look to develop you. So, did they come to you first, via your agent, to say, "Hey, what about coming down to Australia to, you know, fill out your game for the next year?" Is that how it went down?
It was kind of all behind the scenes, and my agent was taking care of everything, and he just wanted me to focus on basketball and during the time I was playing in the summer league. But it was my agent and the GMs for the Toronto Raptors, and they felt that this would be the best place for me and to develop and get better. And I mean, who doesn't want to come to Australia?
Well, what's a percentage of excitement and what's a percentage of being scared about coming here?
I mean, I was excited, but the only thing I didn't really want to do is get on the plane and have like a 16-hour flight, but it actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
The worst flight for me was when I landed in Brisbane, and it was a 5-hour flight here. So I was
That's sucks.
Yeah, you thought, I'm already in Australia, and yet I've still got another 5-hour flight to go. Yeah.
What I love is when an American gets brought over here, as you've been done, it's like basically you're a newborn because you can't drive yourself around. You don't have a license yet, do you?
No, I don't have a license. No.
You don't know anywhere in Perth at the moment.
Yeah.
So if we were to drop you somewhere and leave you there, what would you do? You just sit there?
I probably would.
Get on the phone and call your mum. Mum.
And then freak out because the data charges.
Turn my phone back on and call my parents.
Hey, Dre, one of the big things playing for the Perth Wildcats is that, and you would have seen it with Jack Bendat, the owner, last night, just saying that he expects to win every time.
Mm.
You're replacing James Ennis that had a big impact last year, and he's now back at the Miami Heat. Do you feel that pressure a little bit?
Not really. I don't really like believe in pressure, but like you said, James Ennis had a great career here, and hopefully I can do something like that. But all I can do is really be myself. DeAndre Daniels, and I'm a totally different basketball player. So,
do you have a signature move that we can look out for? Are you gonna be dunking like crazy? What are you gonna be doing?
You got a mad fadeaway,
moonwalk.
I'll probably go with fadeaway and dunking.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Good. We'll be looking out for it. Don't you worry.
How's your team? Have they been nice to you? Greg Hire is our Wildcat. Do you like Greg Hire?
Yeah. I mean, I love everybody. Everybody opened me with open arms and family oriented.
You must like some of them more than others, though.
I don't really know who they are.
Still getting to learn everybody's name. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Watch out for Greg. He's only got 9.5 fingers, so that's a down.
Mm. Yeah.
So I keep away from him that. And he can't pronounce THs. So instead of saying Perth, he says Perth. So don't learn how to speak Australian off him because it's wrong.
Now, Dre, we've got a bit of a treat for you today, being fresh into this country.
Do you know what this actual thing is? Do you know what a crumpet is?
No, never heard of it.
Okay, this is going to be a taste sensation because not only the first time you're going to eat a crumpet, which is a breakfast food, but we'll also put some Vegemite on there. Have you had Vegemite before?
No, actually.
Have you heard about it?
I heard about it from Adam. He told me don't eat
do it.
No. You know what? Usually what we'll do is we'll just give you a spoonful of Vegemite, and that's just really horrific for anyone that hasn't had it. But this is softened by the deliciousness of a crumpet.
That's right.
So there's butter on this. And there's Vegemite.
It's quite a standard Australian breakfast that you're looking at right there, Dre. Why don't you pick it up at hand and bite in, see what you think.
So is this on here?
Yeah. Yes, Vegemite is on the crumpet.
Is this on here?
It looks terrified.
I know.
Come on, you can do it.
Yeah. Gotta smell it.
He's smelling it first.
How does it smell?
Oh, that's the spirit. Oh. Nice big bite.
Initial thoughts.
He's processing.
He's really chewing. You know when you're really chewing something?
Are you going to go for a second bite, Trey?
No.
Yeah. The bread is kind of good, whatever. What is it called?
Yeah, it's a bread.
It's
crumpet.
A type of bready thing, yep.
Whatever the spread is on top, no.
You're
no.
not a fan. No.
Vegemite.
What is it?
I don't know. it's yeast extract.
Which doesn't really sell it, to be fair. Yeah.
You've heard of Vegemite, have you?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, jeez.
Smell it in its raw form.
We think that is delicious.
It nearly knocked him out, everyone.
What is it, like chocolate, like peanut butter?
No, it's very salty.
Oh, yeah, you know, you've had it with the crumb, but let's just put a little bit on spoon.
So you can taste it.
Oh, yeah. You might as well. Here, that's enough. Put it on spoon and just put that right in your mouth and lick that off.
I'm going to need some water.
Yeah. I will get you water later.
Eventually.
What do you think about that?
Oh, my God.
All right, he's fully inducted into the Australian way.
We give that to babies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, DeAndre, we hope you have a great career here at the Perth Wildcats. You need a glass of water. He is hating this Vegemite, everyone. Make sure you get along and support the Perth Wildcats.
It is a challenge.
With DeAndre in, number two,
number
you'll wear
two.
This year.
If DeAndre's doing the publicity rounds today and you're interviewing him, no one give him water.
No.
Let's make sure from this point on he doesn't get any water.
Good on you, DeAndre. You have a great
That's
season
mean.
For the Cats, all right? It's great
Thank
to
you
meet
so much
you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Good on you, buddy.
It's 18 past 7 on Nova.